Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Monday. It's time for another slice of fresh bread. We are in 2 Timothy. Timothy, a faithful servant of the Lord, the discipleship protege of the Apostle Paul, and Paul's last letter he ever writes, 2 Timothy, before his death, and he is placing the mantle of ministry upon his son in the faith. He calls him a son. He calls him man of God. That's one of his favorite terms for him. And he has spoken to him in chapter 3 of the lifestyle of a minister, of always learning and stimulating the gifts and his relationship with the Lord. And then the message of the minister, the scriptures, inspired word of God. And then the ministry of the minister and the preaching of the word of God. And then the means of life of a minister, finishing the race and fighting the good fight. And then with his eyes fixed on the future and the crown of righteousness. And now the Apostle Paul turns to some personal issues in his closing epistle with Timothy, who is ministering for Christ at Ephesus, the church where Paul spent more time than any other church. 3 years he spent there. And it was a church so dear to him that when he heard they were in trouble, he sent his best man in a ministry of church revitalization, and he gave him a handbook on church revitalization. It's called 1 Timothy. And now this is a follow-up closing letter to him. Here's what he says in chapter 4 and verse 9, "Make every effort to come to me soon. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. And pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service." Well, we're actually going to read this verse today, and we're going to read it again tomorrow, because there's something really, really interesting in terms of these personal relationships. It's in verse 9 when he says, "Make every effort to come to me soon." You see that no matter how great a man of God is, we all need relationships. And Timothy is now the object of Paul's great desire to come and be with him. And Paul's great desire is to have fellowship. And in the midst of this, he also shows us not only are there people that you need to be around you, but it hurts when those whom you expect to be around you are no longer around you, but abandon you. His name was Demas. And he loved this present world and has deserted Paul and gone to Thessalonica. And then another guy, Crescens, has gone to Galatia. And then he also mentions that Titus has gone to Dalmatia. Now, Crescens and Titus seem to be gone on an errand, on a ministry. But Demas, his departure to Thessalonica seems to be in terms of something that has happened in the relationship with Paul himself. And it has been interpreted by Paul as a very significant spiritual problem. He has loved this present world. Now, I don't think it's telling you necessarily that Demas has abandoned the faith, but he has abandoned Paul. And it is telling you that there's some crisis in Demas's sanctification that has shown up and the fact of his abandonment with Paul. So you need to realize that not everybody is going to respond to the very opportunity to support you and encourage you in your time of need, as Paul was in prison facing a death sentence. And Demas had departed when he was most desperately needed by Paul. Why? Because of some affections in this world had taken him away to Thessalonica. And then ministry had taken away two others, Crescens and Titus. So we always need to be ready that at times, though God has us in relationship with other people, there are times that those people abandon us and times that it's just providentially hindered to be together. So he calls for Timothy, "Would you come?" Folks, you need the Lord, but the Lord also ministers to you through others. Develop good, solid, dependable relationships, yet always stay focused upon Christ. Other people will always have feet of clay, but the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.